Okay, thank you.
Hmm. First, it is, and then there'll be one whole book, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Later on, you'll get everything straightened out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why, you know, you can talk about caribou hunting on two or three different tapes, and it doesn't matter because it all, you know, it will all come together in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe before I do much with these questions, we should get the stories that Edith
or
Fred had. You
yeah. You know, you talked to her before, and is there any particular story that you guys want to tell that you didn't get the chance to tell yet?
No, but I don't remember. I can't remember what I said before.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I told her. I don't like to say what I said before again.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's better to have it there twice than not at all. And if it's there before, then when I come to it, I'll just say, oh, I have that piece already, and, you know, I can work it out. But if there are things that you think of that you maybe didn't put on before, don't worry about whether or not you might have done it. Let's do it again just to be sure it's there.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, you better ask me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the only way we can get started.
Okay.
Right away.
Mm-hmm.
You.
Who was saying something to you?
Well, yeah, I asked Catherine about it, but she said she don't remember.
Okay.
She was just sort of talking to Martha about something.
Oh, okay.
And she don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can talk about some of these things.
You used to go hunting with those men a long time ago when they go hunting for a big animal?
Yeah, I seen it for a Latin river. Just to an old man and his family, they shot one out of what them tree was.
Mm.
And old George Senior, he shot one buck here in mountains. Out with him too. He shot a big salmon bear. That's the only salmon bear you seen in Cuyahoga River. Cinnamon color.
Cinnamon color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really looks good.
Did you were talking about hunting up the Latin River. Did you ever do any sheep hunting up that way?
Yeah, we were up there was 11 of us went up there from the Latin and Edwin Salmon and Oscar and Sammy, and I went up with the old woman and me. We all went up hunting sheep up there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oscar Caius?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a bunch of us. Like old Tobok, old man Tobok. Yes.
They were the guides, like?
Huh?
Achten Achoheil Hadnik. I mean, they know how to hunt sheep.
Oh, yeah. That's the same. The old man, they don't have any sheep. They've been all over. Well, they shot 22 sheep.
On one trip, huh?
Mm-hmm.
See, that must be hard to get. They have to go up way up in the mountains, huh?
Not too far. They don't want to go back too far because they don't want to pack. there's a place up there, a rock salt.
Uh-huh.
And those sheep, they come there. Whole bunch of them.
A salt lick, yeah.
Mm-hmm, salt, yeah. It looks salt. It's just it. Some people went up there, they got this trail going into there.
Oh, the sound like that makes it warm. Is it some kind of...
It's salt.
It's salt.
When they raise just domestic stock animals, they often have to put a block of salt out in the field for them because they need salt just like they need salt. And if there isn't enough salt naturally in the vegetation, and they'll seek it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why porcupines chew on the grub box, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Paddle handle.
starch.
Plywood or anything got a little salt in it.
Right. You should just pour salt on the ground so you leave your stuff alone.
We always have to check for quills.
Yeah.
Yeah. They chew on any plywood too.
Yeah.
Hmm.
One of the things that we were talking about before was back at the time when you were growing up in Hughes, Fred. We were talking about how we celebrated Christmas, and you said there wasn't any presents or anything like that. That the kids at Christmas time just went around saying Christmas, Christmas.
That's all I say. I don't know what for.
But you talked about a dance. And I wasn't sure whether the dance was at Christmas or at New Year's or in between.
Oh, Christmas and New Year, up the old cutoff. Up Hughes, there were no people up there.
Hughes, people never used to go there much for Christmas and New Year's, huh?
We just come down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
the people from Hughes would either go to Allakaket
or Cutoff.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you and your grandma would come down to Cutoff?
I used to come down lots of times.
This would be before you were married the first time?
Yeah, when I was married the first time, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I come down to Cutoff lots of times.
So was the dance at Cutoff at Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Christmas and New
Year. And New Year's, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And was that native dancing at Christmas time? Yes,
they play violin, like the old waltz and all the old two-step.
Yeah.
Rock track, what they call it.
Yeah.
And then they
Uncle Sammy and Baka Ilangekta.
Your uncle's gone, I guess. Richard. Yeah, he used to play. Yeah, Richard. Yes. Yeah, he used to play.
In fact, he still plays some, I think.
Yeah.
You were also talking.
My uncle used to play violin too, Arnick.
Oh.
Yeah. He used to.
He used to come up from the trap line to Old Town. That's how the dance was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
These old days, a lot of people go to Cutoff.
Just like Vincent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All the. No, they used to be trappers all the way down to Calgary. Whatever 15, 20 miles, they used to be cabin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But no more, no more trapping down the street. No more people don't trap. People don't go out no more.
Yeah.
So no more.
I think it's Edgar Nolner who's talked to me about the fact that they moved the school from Loudoun to Keokuk, but everybody in Keokuk went up Keokuk River all fall, and there was nobody to go to the school in Keokuk till after Christmas when they all came back down river to Keokuk.
That's right.
Everywhere was like that.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Even up Alatna was like
that. Even Alatna. They stay in school in the fall for a while. We used to go out and trap. We just go out in the fall, get everything out there, or boat, stay there all winter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come to town every Thanksgiving, or come to town to get some grub or something, that's about all.
Yeah.
Nobody stayed in town long ago. Just as old as I said, it used to be there.
You were talking about a bunch of people up Alatna River, and you mentioned a name today that I think you mentioned before, and I'm still not clear on how you spell the last name. You said something about Charles Net, Old Man Net. Is that like net in a fish net?
No, that's N-E-D. Ned.
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 Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Okay. Ned, okay, that's something I wasn't clear about. I want to make sure I had that name right. Yeah.
That's my grandfather's, all brothers. My grandfather was the oldest in the family, yeah. Next is Charles, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And Sue's father.
Mm-hmm.
and Bill Berkman, he was the youngest one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there was my grandfather was four in the family.
Okay, so Charles and Billy Bergman are brothers? Charles Med and Billy Bergman are brothers?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, it's neat to see it come together, yeah.
Yeah, like Sue William.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were all, but they were they all Indian people or?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
All Indian.
Yeah. You were also talking a little bit today about going trapping with Sammy and Grandma.
Yeah.
Tell us a little more about that.
I never forget that yet. You know how I never forget it? I cut myself in the head here.
Oh no! How'd you do that?
We were putting up stove. You can't stove.
Uh-huh.
First night out. Well, Sam said he
you're
going to go out and cut trees late in the evening.
Uh-huh.
And he told us to put up tent.
Uh-huh.
And we started to put up tent. We got the tent up and started to put stove up. And sometimes, you know, we'd drive forks in the ground.
Four post.
Yeah, four post.
Stove
still. Set the stove on top.
Sure.
That's what we do in the summertime. And we tried to drive those forks and throw in the ground. That's just,
but it bounced back.
I never forget that yet.
That axe bounced back?
Hit
you on the head?
I was going to really hit it, and I hit the tent, cut the tent, and cut my head.
Probably and double axe.
I never forget that yet.
How did they patch you up? Did they just put a band?
Nothing.
It wasn't that bad then?
Oh, it was about that long.
Oh, my. Did it bleed a
lot? Yeah, bleed a lot. Because I know my next morning my head was.
Auntie
Gertney. Huh?
Auntie
Gertney excited. Yeah. Because she said, this is well, she doesn't know what to do. She was young, too.
Yeah,
she was young too. She didn't know what to do.
That was the typical thing to do for family. When uh-huh. the Indians came, the man said,
"When
God
sent
them,
you
set camp." Sure.
Sure.
How did you finally? What did you finally put the stove on?
Well,
did you ever think about putting a stick across and put the stick on it.
Uh-huh.
We couldn't do it. I don't know how long we were working to try to get that stove up. So, I don't know how we thought about these two green sticks, put on each end and set the stove on top. Well, that's all it is.
Sammy, no, but he was out. He's
sure.
not
yeah, he was out cutting trail
sure.
late in the evening. He went out. Took us, I don't know how long to get that stove up.
He was way older than her, huh?
Huh?
Uncle.
Yeah.
Uncle was way older than Auntie, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Way older, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like 10 years or something?
More than that.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, he was quite a bit older.
He was 90 when he died. He was around 90.
He was 90.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When did you stay out for several weeks or months or how long were you out there?
Well, they long ago they used to go out trapping. They don't come back till Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they come back to get something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you did then?
Mm-hmm. That's what we used to long ago.
Mm. That was from Hughes?
Mm-hmm, from you, yeah. Bell Creek.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. No, towards Hulk River.
Yeah.
So low hill in between Hughes and Hulk River.
Yeah.
In there,
uh-huh.
In that country, yeah.
Did you have like one base camp in that area? Or
mm-hmm, yeah, they had one camp, and
uh-huh.
From there they make go to another camp and see the trap and come back.
Uh-huh.
Just like one main camp,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. did you go out with Sammy any other times in the winter?
Oh, when I first started to hunt with him, I went out with him. And after that, I used to go out with George Butler. And when he died, I used to go out with Little William. No, he died too.
Now, how does Little William fit into the picture? Who is he related to?
That's Levine's?
No. Susie's
uncle.
Susie's uncle, yeah.
Okay.
Ida.
Ida's brother.
Oh, okay. Okay. Got that part of the picture, I think. Did any of George Butler or Little William have any kind of a trapping cabin, or did they just use tent?
I used to use tent. But he used to have main cabins around close to the river. He used to have main cabins, but you know, when they would go back way back in the hills someplace, they take tents.
There was one really funny story, and I can't remember whether Fred told it or Edith told it. Let me see if I can find it here. And I wanted to ask you a little bit more about it. It had to do with an old gas boat engine. And let's see if I can find it here. I should have marked it in yellow, right? I didn't get around to it. I think it was one of the last ones that I came to. I think I've got it here. But anyway, there was something about Grandpa running the boat down the river, and he got his pants caught in the shaft.
That's Angeline's stepfather. Yeah.
Okay.
Happy.
Yeah, and it pulled his. And one of you said something about Fred knows more about that motor too.
Yeah.
And I just wondered what more there was about the motor if it had pulled somebody else's pants off.
That was after that. Yeah.
You know,
and you know more about it.
They had those motors. They had a knuckle joint inside. They got bolts on them. They catch anything if you can get a hold of it.
It must have been dangerous.
It is.
After that, they started to cover it.
Make a box
for it.
I think that's how Larson.
Yeah, that's how Larson got the book around too.
You know that story was telling you that Edgar gave me about how Larson broke his arm?
That's the same thing.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah, that's
the
same thing.
He got his hand caught around the shaft. Tore a hole right almost through his arm. Broke his two big bones here.
Yeah.
Another one down here.
Must have been really funny because Angelina, see, her mama laughed so much that she got sick the next day. You know, blew the above the old town on the bar. They had the cabin, one bar from old town up on the bank side. That's where they had the house, Grandma. And they left the cut off. And this happy start the motor. No, he never look ahead. She pull that thing up and put that back and get another one. Well, that he never look where he's going. Grandma holler at him, but you know, engine is going, can't hear nothing. Grandma started to holler at him more, and finally he looked up and find out, and that thing got caught in the pants.
The boat was going the wrong way.
Going to the
No, but they got
going to bar, yeah. He just started work at that thing and it hit the bar and pants got caught. He was just standing on the word. Oh, even Happy was laughing.
That was such a good
story. And you don't think turn over fast and you take your pants off pretty fast.
Lucky he didn't get hurt, he said.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Angela said Grandma just rolled in the boat.
Let me turn this off for just a second.
One to the left and one to the right.
Where was he feeling?
The 70 to May Trail, the old May Trail from Tanna to Rathnia. They used to call that 70 Mile 7. It must be, yeah, this is Malozzi.
Yeah.
It must be in here someplace.
There's Malozzi, mm-hmm. And then there's Little Malozzi River.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
This goes 30 miles below Tanna. Right in here. It's just a little ways from here to Yukon.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little ways. I see an airplane.
Mm-hmm. Where's the area that you and you were talking about caribou hunting in?
That's down this lower part of Malozzi. It's in right under this highest place.
Mm-hmm.
Where that highest place.
Wolf Mountain?
Mm-hmm. Back of Cochrane. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, it's down in here someplace.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there's West Creek and Wolf Creek.
Mm.
Would it help if we turned the map this way? Can you see better?
Let's see now. This is the highest place back of Cochrane.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it must be in here someplace. It's around here.
Uh-huh.
They had that reindeer herd in here long ago.
Oh, right, yes. Edgar's told me a little bit about that.
Yeah, lots of reindeer in there one time, but...
5,000 reindeer?
Yeah, but they
really
couldn't...
Really? The miners at Ruby. Oh.
They couldn't sell it, so they... One broke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they couldn't have the money to take care of it.
What's the name of this mountain?
I really don't know.
Below
Vitna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But these rivers are below
Vitna. Uh-huh. This is below Vitna, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pronounce things in native good anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We use too much English.
Do you want to mark around there, Wendy?
Well, it's somewhere between the area between Wolf Mountain.
No, under here, she say, so
oh,
it should be in
okay.
this area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's right underneath this mountain. That's where we're
at. You put a circle around the area, Fred, would you?
Well, I couldn't.
It's better that you do it than me.
Well, I couldn't do any better.
there's this Malozzi River and there's a creek that goes up this way towards the mountain and then fork again right here.
Yeah.
And it forked this way.
Mm-hmm. That's right in this flat here.
Okay.
Right on this side of the creek.
So that's
I know this creek.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So
that's the that's the caribou area.
Yeah,
right there.
That's where they used to hunt caribou quite a bit. They come down the flat into the lakes,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes they feed out of the lakes.
Yes. Okay, let's give that a 10, because I don't think we went that high before, and I'll put FB, we'll call it FB 10.
Okay.
And FB 10 is the caribou area that Fred talked about. Where you were now, you were talking about an area also when we were talking about caribou hunting, where people had used to have a drive sort of thing, you know? You said...
Oh, drive?
Yeah. Was that, that here, or was that someplace
they
else?
They do that with moose. You used to do that with moose lots.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Caribou, or a herd of caribou, if they're out laying down out in the flats, they used to get around it.
Mm-hmm.
One follow the one follow the they used to here and there, all the way around, and one for a drive.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Would you do that here?
No, just two of us hunting in the fall time.
Oh, okay.
Late in the fall, yeah.
Where did you do the thing with all the people around it?
Not too far from Indian Mountain. Just this mountain on this side, Buttsee. Where's Buttsee? Must be over in here. Buttsee. Oh. It's not long range.
Okay.
It's down on this lower end of, in
this the flats in
yeah,
there.
Down in the flats there. That's
okay.
I don't know.
Let's circle that. Is this right here, Fred?
Uh-huh.
This area?
Yeah,
right
this
there?
Is the mountain long.
Okay.
Now.
Should it be further this way?
Where's Little Indian?
There's Little Indian right here.
Uh-huh. It comes around and goes right in, goes around.
Okay.
It comes right back into the mountain here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
right. There
mm-hmm.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's down here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was, I don't know how many of us. There was Chief John, my Uncle Peter, and Sammy, and George Butler, and I think Chief John. There was a bunch of us, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they went all around
mm-hmm.
on this side. And
yes.
Chief John come from this side.
Mm-hmm.
Chief John come from this side. He drove with us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There were 17 in that month, so they got them all.
And that's the area we've labeled FB11 on the map.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you talked about the story about drying the beaver, you know, putting the beaver in the birch bark and putting it up in the tree. Where was that?
It's right here. It's right on this side of the woods, creek. This creek comes down from the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
It's on this.
There's the Malozi River.
On this little. This,
Wolf
this,
Creek?
This creek comes down from the.
Yeah,
river.
Right there.
There's this creek that goes up this way and
mm-hmm.
one goes this way.
Yeah, one goes down this
yeah.
way. One goes right into this size
right,
creek.
Right,
here.
There it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Goes right into this size creek. It's right in here. Someplace right in. There's a lot of lakes in here.
Uh huh. Oh, I see.
Right close to Malozi. That's
okay.
where. That's where I put that
maybe
beaver meat. Beaver meat in that brush bark.
Okay, so that's very close to the area of FB10,
mm-hmm.
and it's around one of the lakes in that flat area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Were there any other areas over here in the Malozi drainage area that you used for hunting?
All this, from this canyon, above this canyon. The canyon down in here someplace. All this here. And all this part, goes into the main one,
mm-hmm.
the main brewery, there's another fork goes into here.
Mm-hmm.
Goes towards that big lake used to be.
Towards Atlanta?
Towards Atlanta, yeah. We hunt beavers, me and Edna Simon and John Oldman in here someplace.
Uh-huh.
One spring.
Okay.
And me and Sammy. We're hunting around here someplace one spring,
mm-hmm.
and a bunch of people from Tanna too.
Mm-hmm. Let's mark this area. This is around the where the two rivers divide. Can you circle the area where you were beaver hunting, just generally?
It's around here where the two creeks. This is little Murray, isn't
mm-hmm,
it? Yeah,
right?
It's just. Got to be way up here.
Oh, it's further off the
yeah,
map.
Further
okay.
up, further
I don't
up.
Think I have the Tanana
mm-hmm.
map.
Yeah, this way up towards
the
Old Man River.
Okay.
See, Malozi go right alongside the Old Man River.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've got
Bill. Yeah,
so
this is a little Malozi. This is way up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the other one where you said you were hunting one spring was Sammy.
I'm in here someplace.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, where they used to hunt. long ago hunt the moose.
Mm-hmm.
They go on this side, this big mountain, come down in here into Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
It's around here.
Mm-hmm.
And they hunt all around.
Basically, the river from a little bit below, say two large squares below FB10 all the way on up. Okay, I guess I don't have the Malozi on here. I have Old Man. But I don't have the Malozi would be down on the Tanana Quad, and I just don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's real helpful. That's really neat. Mm-hmm. And there was one
other...
John River? Yeah.
You know, for that sheep hunting.
Pardon?
For the sheep hunting. Oh, yes.
Alatna River. And
yeah.
I've been up John River.
Oh, Alatna River, so they used to go sheep hunting.
Mm-hmm, and John River too.
Okay.
Yeah, I was up John River too.
Okay, here's AK.
AK.
In
Alatna. Mm-hmm. The old battles.
Okay, let's see. I saw it just, I had my eye on it just a second ago. There we go, right there.
The old battles?
Mm-hmm.
And John River.
There's John River right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh gosh, I don't have the upper part of it.
Yeah.
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can at least look at Alatna River.
Yeah.
Yeah, this Alatna River.
Yeah, let me get the
it must be on
over
there someplace.
Hughes, we need the next one. Put it up here.
Helen was showing me how do you roll the map in English? Accordion plate.
Uh-huh.
She says, you know, it sounds like a real good idea for how to use math.
Yeah, I would think so. See, here's the upper part of the Alatna. Maybe I can move this chair over and put these two again. Well, you know, Eliza, the English always have a better way to do things.
Mm-hmm.
Whether anybody else thinks so or not. Here we go.
I learned a lot from her.
Oh, I'm being funny.
I know,
you
know,
there's a lot of truth to it.
Okay, well, here's Alakaka,
mm-hmm.
Here's Alatna River.
Mm-hmm. That's a long, snaky river.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you remember where the area that you did sheep hunting was?
It's way up. It's up here someplace.
Mm-hmm.
There's one fork over this way, one fork over this way.
Mm-hmm.
But right in here, that's where we're...
Help me, Jack Creek area?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they hunt sheep. They didn't go back too far, did they?
Mm-hmm. Did you actually go up to help me, Jack?
No, we stayed right at the
uh-huh.
two creeks come together. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like there would be some big hills here.
Yeah, put it high.
So that's the one they went up on. We
never went up to the top.
Uh-huh.
We just stayed down the valley.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, and the.
Mm-hmm. They come down.
Uh-huh.
They come down to. Still, mice want to grub.
Mm.
You know, mice up there, they make a hole in the ground.
Mm.
And they start all that white roots in there. Well, sheep find it, well, he'll eat it all. And that's good. It's some kind of roots. It's just like a macaroni on it. It's roots.
Some kind of roots.
Yeah, it's roots. Some of it is what they call Eskimo potatoes.
Oh,
you know?
Masu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of it is.
Masu is the nupiak for
it.
Yeah. Mm. It's a little tuber.
Mm-hmm.
And it grows on a, it has a plant with a distinctive leaf, and then you dig it up in the early summer.
Mm-hmm.
Before the tuber gets too dry, it's kind of like a little bulb on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And they taste a little bit like potatoes.
Yeah, they call them Eskimo potatoes, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what sheep go down the flats for. They hunt the mice. Yeah, hunt those mice caches for the winter. They make the cache for the winter. Sheep come along, smelling around for it, I guess. That's how they come down.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember where that salt lick was that you were...
It's on the... in between these two forks,
okay.
Up in here someplace. There's a high mountain up back here.
Uh-huh.
You see it, the telescope ladders.
Oh.
They have those long telescope long
ago. Uh-huh.
Yeah, one long one.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Oldman had one.
I've seen pictures of the Eskimos from Manitouvik Pass. There's a wonderful picture of one of the older men from Manitouvik sitting with one of those long
mm-hmm.
telescopes. So that would be between Help Me Jack Creek and Rocky Bottom Creek?
Yeah, up there, up in there someplace,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see sheep in 20 miles in those long telescopes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see them, yeah.
Especially if you know what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when you know what you're looking for. They're white. You can see them a long ways. Yeah.
Tell them from White Rocks.
No wishes. Just packed. Packed your stuff.
Uh-huh.
Is it the same thing? Or
the same thing with moose meat.
Oh, it has that's Uzi.
How do you call it?
Kidney.
What do muskrat eat?
Same thing.
Same
it's roots.
But
it's
this is from the water.
That's you know, the big leaves.
You know how those potatoes, new ones grow out of it?
Yeah.
It's that kind, but it's long.
Like a water
from the bottom of the water.
They're small.
Just like a
macaroni. Some of them are smaller than this.
Yeah.
But they're just pure white roots.
White.
But they get them from down the bottom of the lake.
Mm.
Yeah. And they take it and store it up, put it up the trail.
Mm-hmm.
They have on the side, they have pockets on the
mm-hmm.
side. You know, they just fill those sides up.
Uh-huh.
And have enough room to go through.
Okay.
That's what muskrat do.
That's one of the things I like most about talking with you, Fred. You know so much about all the animals, you know?
When those moose go in the lake, they put their head in the water and
they
long to get those stuff.
Uh-huh. They sure can stay long time moose. I watched
that's
them
for
up
that
here
stuff.
In the Nagadaniyada.
Uh-huh.
Up here above Husli. There's a lake back there. I seen a moose. He stuck his head down, he stayed down, so you see bubbles coming up once in a while. Aye, finally he come up with a mouthful of roots.
That's
white.
Stuff.
That's
uh-huh.
just pure white that
uh-huh.
stuff is, yeah. A lot of that, like muskrat, beavers, that's what we live on too,
that's
yeah?
what they live on.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's like we're eating cabbage, I guess.
Now, like in Malawi, all this, that lower part of Malawi, they don't eat no brush down there. They got no brush in the lakes. A lot of lakes, but it's all jack spruce.
Uh-huh.
There's no brush, but they live on that lily pad roots. You know, like banana, they're about that big over Malawi. They're big over there.
Wow.
Around here, they're only about that long, but Malawi, they're 6-7 feet long.
My goodness.
That's what beavers live on over there.
Oh, that's why there's lots of beavers around
mm-hmm.
there.
Uh-huh. That's why there's,
okay.
there's no brush in those lakes, just jack spruce, but they live on that lily pad, they call it, yeah. You ever see it? That's like a big banana.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I know
yeah.
what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
No different than banana.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, can you think of anything else, Eliza?
It seems like there was something you were going to ask and I interrupted.
Oh, that's okay. I think we've got most of the only other thing that comes to mind is one place you were talking about Grandma Molly John, and it was when we were talking about dancing and that sort of thing and fiddling, and she was saying that there was a place or were, I couldn't, I wasn't sure whether it was just one place or several places, where in the springtime people would put driftwood around and then have a dance outside on the bar.
That's long ago,
Yeah, that's,
where was that? Was
across
that
the old town, sounds like. It's a big surface.
Because Grandma used to meet up there in our cabin slough, back there in the little hill, where they used to gather up in the springtime.
Up on Fred Slough somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can find it here.
Like in the fall and Christmas time, the last big potluck they had a certain kind of a...
That's different dance you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's last Indian dance.
Mm-hmm. But like in the springtime, they used to make potlucks too, like nowadays. They make potlucks.
I guess, Edith, it was you. You were saying...
That was me.
Yeah, Molly John used to tell me in the springtime, they put those, like driftwood, they put it all around on the bar side, and that's where they had a dance.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just... And then we went on and talked a little bit more about it, and I was just wondering where...
That was across the old town, Songstead, because even Big Sophie was there, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that happened just one time, just that she told, she remembered about...
That's the way the start dance. That's the way the dance was.
Oh.
No hall.
Uh-huh.
So summertime only must be.
Oh
yeah, white man came land and then they make dance, I guess.
Yeah, well of course they used to dance in the wintertime when they had potlatches at Christmas and they would build those potlatch enclosures and that would be outside basically.
Yeah.
But that was way back, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He said he really put on good clothes. For like a fancy clothes, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah. Those days, these used to be the last
dress up, huh?
Yeah.
Well, they just get those set dresses.
Yeah.
No.
Even men, they had suit clothes on.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They used to have suit clothes. I never put a suit clothes on in my life.
How about
suit.
Stetson hat?
Hmm?
Did you ever wear a Stetson hat?
No.
Well, we better let you go and get your dinner here. We stayed a little longer than we were going to.
Take that kit away from my water, okay?
Mm-hmm.